Murkowski says she's not normally an alarmist, but she says President Obama's actions in the Arctic show he's trying to starve the Trans-Alaska pipeline of new oil.
I just can't come to a different conclusion. It looks like the goal is to shut down the pipeline. Now, they're not saying that, but when you don't, when you're working against those initiatives that would allow us to fill it up, how can you conclude otherwise?
And Murkowski says if the pipeline is done and dismantled, the effect on the state would be huge.
Really, the Alaska that we know, I don't think it exists anymore. That's not a future that I'm prepared for. And I don't think that that's a future that any of us want.
Murkowski gave her annual address to the Alaska legislature as a rallying cry, to the extent that her deliberative personal style allows. She urged Alaska leaders to storm the ramparts, politically anyway. She recited the issues that have inflamed Alaska's leaders for weeks: Obama's request for wilderness designation in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, a decision to withdraw offshore areas from Arctic leasing, and restrictions in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Legislators applauded an idea she floated to put part of ANWR under state ownership. Congress has been unable to pass a bill to open the coastal plain to drilling. Murkowski didn't explain why a land trade or sale would be any more popular, but she vowed to fight at every legislative opportunity.
Truly, folks, every must-pass bill, every open amendment process, every chance that we have to leverage something for Alaska, know that I'm going to be keying in on each and every one of them.
This year, Murkowski became chairman of the Senate Appropriations Panel that controls the Interior Department's spending. She stopped short of saying she'd seek fiscal revenge on the administration, though she says she has new tools to use, and some are pretty sharp. Afterward, Representative Les Guerra, an Anchorage Democrat, called Murkowski's speech half good. Guerra says more drilling doesn't necessarily mean good revenue flow for Alaska.
Oil production involves two things. One, the drilling, and our delegation is pounding their fists on that, and that's fine. And one is whether we get any money for it. Right now, unless they change the law, we get none of the federal royalty for outer continental shelf oil. We get no state tax for outer continental shelf oil. We get nothing. Other side benefits, but no revenue.
Guerra says under the state's tax system, developing ANWR wouldn't solve Alaska's revenue crunch either. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.